Good morning and welcome to our worship today. Today is Trinity Sunday, as well as Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all of you dads. Our service today focuses on the triune God. Apart from Him, we could do nothing. If it weren't for our triune God, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier, we would be absolutely helpless and hopeless in our lives. Apart from Him, we wouldn't even exist. Our entire being depends on the Holy Trinity. May God bless our time in His Word today. We begin with an opening dialogue. In 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. At the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness of sins. And to Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins through His blood, to Him be glory and power forever and ever. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And no one can say Jesus is the Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. We begin. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are delivered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to him while you can. Surely, when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs and deliverance. In the peace of forgiveness, we thank the Lord. Amen. We pray, Almighty God, dwelling in majesty and mystery, filling and renewing all creation by your eternal Spirit. Lord, in mercy, cleanse our hearts and lips, that free from doubt and fear, we may ever worship you, the immortal God, with you, your Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the Word of God. Our first lesson is from Romans chapter 5. We hear the peace that we have with God. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of the Lord. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that our sufferings produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given to us. This is God's word. And then we have a reading from the Gospels. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. We'll begin reading at verse 12. John says, I have much more to say to you, more than you could now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. This is the gospel of our Lord. And we confess our Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We turn then to our message for today. What's in a name? Well, as you know, my name is Stephen, and it's an English name. It's a name that means crown. My wife's name is Karen. That's a Danish name. The name means pure. Well, that's what's in the names of the Wilkins family. The names in your family also have history and meaning. But so does the Lord's name, a name that he puts upon us. What's in the name the Lord gives us? We're going to learn that today on this Trinity Sunday through the beautiful words of Aaron's blessing. These are the words of our lesson from Numbers chapter 6, beginning at verse 22. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." This is God's word. God's name. First of all, God's name speaks to us about providence, providing. The Lord bless you and keep you. Providence means that the Father protects us. He preserves us with all that we need for body and soul. Let's never take those blessings, body and soul, for granted. Let's always say the magic words, please and thank you. Well, we could make a list of all the stuff that the Lord provides for us. It's a long, long list. And even after we completed the list, we would come up with new things to add to the list. So rather than doing that, let's just pick two items from that list. First of all, it comes in the point of family. There was a song from long ago that was entitled "People." Barbara Streisand, "People who need people are the luckiest people in the world." Well, you know, the truth of the matter is people who have people are the most blessed people in the world. And God has blessed each and every one of us with people. So many people over the years. People who mean so much to us in our lives. People who surround us, who love us, who nurture us, who teach us, who employ us, who grow old with us, who are our friends. And the second blessing, the way that God provides, is for our souls. A grown daughter set out to teach her mom the wonders of the internet. She took her mom to a popular website. The website was called ask.com. She said, "Mom, this is going to answer any of your questions. Go ahead, ask it something. It will answer." So Mom typed in this question on the keyboard: "How is Aunt Helen feeling?" Ask.com did not know the answer of how Aunt Ellen was feeling. But the Lord does. He knows, because he has given us feelings. Feelings that come from our souls. Souls that he cares for with his protection of his word. And secondly, we see in God's name grace. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Listen to a paper that was written several years ago. It says, "Every baby starts as a little savage. He is completely selfish and self-centered. He wants what he wants when he wants it. His bottle, his mother's attention. He has no morals, or if permitted to continue in this state, would grow up to be a criminal. You know who wrote that paper? It was the state of Minnesota's crime commission. I doubt that the people who wrote it meant it this way, but it is a great definition of original sin. The sin that you and I and all people are born into. We are little savages who grew up to be big savages and who are savages in need of grace. And in Jesus' name, we have grace. And Jesus' grace turns us savages into saints. Here's what the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ motivated him to do for us. It motivated him, first of all, to come down and live for us. From the crib to the cross, every step of the way was perfect. Perfect in step with God's will, perfect for you and for me. And Jesus's grace also motivated him to die on Calvary's cross for you and for me, to suffer hell that we deserved. And finally, Jesus's grace motivated him to ascend to heaven. And there, sitting at the right hand of God, he intercedes for us. He says, "Father, I lived a perfect life for him. You see her, I took her sins away on the cross. Father, both of them are your children because of what I did for them. Their inheritance is waiting for them when I bring them to heaven." In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln, he proclaimed the Emancipation Proclamation. And that proclamation stretched over millions of slaves, gave them freedom. Well, that proclamation still stands today. The blessing of Aaron, the proclamation of Jesus' grace, stretches over billions of slaves, slaves to sin, and gives them freedom. Freedom through the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. My friends, we too were slaves, but Jesus freed us with the most precious thing in this world, with his precious blood. And what's in a name? Finally, it's peace. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord who turns his face toward you is the person of God who put the peace that came to this earth into our hearts. The peace that came to this earth is Jesus. And the peace that is put in our hearts is done by the Holy Spirit. Does this peace mean that there's going to be no more fighting in our world, no more violence on our streets, no more bickering among friends, no more tension among races? Oh, obviously, if you turn on the TV, you realize no, that is not the case. But it's something much better. It means the Lord is my friend. President Roosevelt, who led our nation through the Great Depression and the World War, he was surrounded by his cabinet, many advisors of great importance. But there was one man who could walk into the Oval Office unannounced at any time, day or night. His name was Harry Hopkins. The president was once asked why he relied so heavily on the guidance of this frail little farmer from Iowa. And the president's answer was, "Harry Hopkins is my friend." We can walk into the Oval Office of heaven unannounced at any time, day or night, and we can receive guidance from the Lord. Why? Because the Lord is our friend. Guidance when we're hurting. Hurting in our relationships or struggling with personal problems, battling temptations. Because God is our friend. He is a good friend, and he will never quit us. He's always there with us. He's there with his providing, with his grace, and with his peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Some of you might be familiar with the baseball pitcher named Orel Hershiser. In 1988, Orel Hershiser won the Cy Young Award. That's given to the best pitcher for that year in baseball. Orel Hershiser led his team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, to the World Series. And during the series, the TV cameras caught this pitcher in the dugout singing softly to himself. Later in an appearance on The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson, the host at that time, asked Orel what song he had been singing and asked if he would sing it right there and then in that studio. And the people roared in approval, like, go ahead. We all know the song that he sung. It's a song that we're going to sing at the end of our service today. In middle of one of the most important baseball games in this guy's life, he gave praise to the triune God. He sang, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." My friends, we praise God too. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We praise Him for giving us His name. Because in His name, we have providence, we have grace, and we have peace. Amen. We pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your care and protection, for mercy, for the gifts from above. Teach us to care for each other and make us a Christ-like extension of your willing love. Jesus, we thank you for pardon and healing, the gifts to your people that free us to live. Teach us to offer ourselves as we strengthen our body, the church, with the gifts that you give. Spirit, we pray for awareness and wisdom to wake us and make us a people who care. Teach us to reach out to each other, to strengthen the bonds in the body of Christ that we share. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. God bless you. God bless your day. And once again, happy Father's Day to all of you fathers.